Ipswich Ripper, the musical, outrages the media. 2nd of January, 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Ipswich, England. A media frenzy has surrounded the premiere of a musical based on the infamous Ipswich Ripper. Premiering tonight at Ipswich Crown Court, Ipswich Ripper, the musical, has outraged not just passing woodlouses, but also the gutter press, who look for any opportunity to go into a fit of moral panic. This show follows in the footsteps of other serial killers turned West End superstars that have earned the wrath of the tabloids. The likes of Jack the Ripper, Mira Hindley, Peter Sutcliffe, Fred West, Adolf Hitler, and Harold Shipman, before his untimely death, have all wowed the public and enraged moralizing do-gooders alike with their stage adaptations of their heinous crimes. Director of the show, Thurston Lowe, described the show as an attempt to let Chief Suspect Steve Wright give his side of the story. Quote, I think that Steve has been unfairly maligned for what, let's face it, is a common occurrence for many jumped-up media types. I can't think of one Fleet Street editor who hasn't been under suspicion for at least some sort of serial mass murder of prostitutes. Unquote. Racing pundit with stupid hair and no fashion sense turned moral crusader John McCririck is the show's most high-profile detractor. He was also the biggest personality who vociferously condemned Sutcliffe, the musical, which burst to West End theaters in 1981, and he condemns this latest so-called theatrical nasty as just another cheap publicity stunt to make a barrel of cash before Wright, quote, rots away in a prison cell being eaten by rabid rats infected with bad AIDS while he screams like a bitch. Now that, I'd pay good money to watch that, unquote. Wright was taken into custody by men dressed as antelopes at the ASDA supermarket in Harrow, claiming they were members of a vigilante group protecting mass murderers and prostitutes. Suffolk police deny this was a so-called honey trap to entice and entrap Wright, who was later arrested for talking to these fucking nutcases under the latest terrorism act. Wright, giving an interview from his heavily guarded rabbit hutch at an undisclosed location, exclusively told Unnews reporter Lee Ying Git, quote, it has always been my ambition to be a star on stage. Although the circumstances aren't exactly ideal, this is a great chance to relaunch my career that flopped after calling Baby Jesus an illegitimate cock-swinging cunt in a school nativity play. I thought my career was a rotting corpse destined to lie abandoned next to the A-43 until this job cropped up. My only regret is that the call girls aren't around to take center stage with me. He also protested his innocence of the crimes he's been charged with. Quote, this is just a fit-up, I swear. Everybody knows the editor of the Ipswich Chronicle did it, but everyone's too scared to tell the truth. Yeah, I was mates with half those working girls, but somebody's got to keep them company. I can't see why people are so scared to say he pinched their hubcaps and siphoned a bit of four-star out of one of their Vauxhall Novas. That is what I'm being charged with, isn't it? Unquote. Tickets for this extraordinary extravaganza of sex, mass murder, and out-of-tune singing have been like gold dust. Okay. One member of the jury has already been charged with perverting the course of justice when she sold her jury duty for £245 to a massive Wright fan on eBay. To get a ticket, one must be a lawyer, a judge, a member of the press, a cleaner, or someone with a bloody good bulldozer to knock down one of the courtroom walls. Local bulldozer hire firms have reported a surge in demand for anything that can tear down a courtroom. An owner of a hire shop who didn't wish to be named told our news reporters that he, quote, can't wait for the next serial killer to strike and then open a musical. The business has been phenomenal, unquote. A spokesman for the Crown Prosecution Service, the promoters of the show, even considered moving the premiere to the Portman Road football ground, but decided to hold proceedings in the Crown Court to, quote, maintain the electric atmosphere that can only be generated by the intimate surroundings of Ipswich Crown Court, unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering, and I'm sorry I'm not British.